What is the job of a business development manager about? I've got the answer to that question and so much more on this episode of The Inside BS Show. When you asked me what is the job of a business development manager all about, I put together a list of things. I got the top five right here. And then the sixth thing is a secret to success in the role of a business development manager. You're not going to want to miss this. I'm going to share it at the end of our time together today. These five things are critical, but the secret to success is the one thing that most great business development managers aren't going to tell you, and it's the thing that I leveraged to build a book of business of over $20 million when I started out as a business development manager. So stay with me all the way through these five things to the sixth secret to success, because when I share it with you, it's going to blow your mind. All right, let's dive right into the content right now. What's the job of a business development manager all about? That's what you asked, so that's what I'm going to answer for you today. I've got five things for you, five steps that you need to think about when it comes to your job as a business development manager. And then the sixth thing I'm going to share with you is a big secret, a shortcut that's going to help you do your job more effectively. It's going to help you become more successful. Now, you've heard me say many times that I was a business development manager for a significant portion of my career, and I drove $20 million worth of revenue into my company, $250 million worth of work into our business year in and year out, and I did it through a focus on relationships. And that's the first thing you need to have as a business development manager. So what does that mean? Your focus is delivering value first. If you want to have a great career as a business development manager, you need to focus on delivering value to clients, delivering value to referral sources, and delivering value to strategic alliance partners. We're going to talk about all three of those today during our time together, but the key thing that I want to stress to you is relationships are essential to your success as a business development manager. So you can't think about closing five deals this month. You can't think about closing a deal today. What you need to think about is how many new relationships can I develop? How many new relationships can I develop this month? And how can I develop more relationships quickly? You've got to think about getting in front of your ideal clients, getting in front of your ideal referral sources, getting in front of strategic alliance partners in mass. You've got to use leverage. If you want to be a really great business development manager, you've got to focus on getting in front of groups of people who meet the criteria you set for being ideal, whether it's clients, strategic alliance partners, or referral sources. So focusing on relationships is essential. Now, step number two is targeting ideal clients. So I said to you, you have to use leverage. You've got to be prepared to do speaking engagements. I spoke, when I first started as a business development manager, I spoke to any group, anywhere, anytime. There was one day, this is not an exaggeration, this is a God's honest true story. One day I did a speech in the morning for breakfast in New York. I got on a plane and flew to Los Angeles and did a speech that afternoon in Los Angeles. I took a red-eye flight back to the East Coast, back to Miami, and the next morning I did a breakfast talk in Miami, and then that evening I did a talk back in New York. I did four talks in a span of 24 hours. It was a whirlwind event for me, and the reason I did it was because I was able to get in front of like 300 people in that 24-hour time frame, and they were all my ideal clients. So what you need to do right now is go to everyone who's your current client. Ask them what groups or associations they belong to. Ask them to make an introduction to the leaders of those groups or associations, and then pitch yourself as a speaker, delivering value, even if it's for free, even if they don't pay you, delivering value to those audiences. The more groups you get in front of, the more leads you will have, and the more you'll be able to grow your business. Target your ideal clients and get in front of those ideal clients in mass, in groups. The third thing you need to do is target your referral sources. When you go to conventions and you go to trade shows where your clients attend, you'll see other people there. And the people who are there will have booths. They will be sponsoring those events. Most of the time, the business development managers that I know, they ignore the people who are sponsors. Never do that. If someone is sponsoring an event and that event houses your ideal client, that event has your ideal client in attendance, those sponsors are valuable. Those are people who could refer you business. So what I want you to do is I want you to figure out who the ideal client is for those people who are sponsoring events. And then I want you to refer them as much business as you can, because if you hit them in the head enough with referrals, they'll eventually refer business to you. So targeting referral sources is part of your job. When you go to a convention, when you go to a meeting, don't ignore the sponsors. Become friends with them and start referring them business. The fourth thing I want you to do is develop strategic alliance partnerships. After you've referred business to someone over and over and over again, and you guys trust each other, you're going to look for other ways to enhance that relationship. One of the things you can do is develop a strategic alliance partnership with that person. Now, what does that mean? That means you and that person target each other's clients, and you also go to events together. You do joint speeches. You may write joint articles. You may pitch one another to prospective clients. There are dozens of ways to leverage a strategic alliance partnership. I want you thinking to yourself, how can I enhance the business of someone I know, I like, and I trust? That person targets the same client as me. How can I help them become successful? Because if I do that, they will help me become successful. All right, the fifth thing I want you to do, if you want to be a great business development manager, I mean, you came here to this video wondering what is the job of a business development manager all about. The fifth thing I want you to do, I want you to set up perfect meetings for the close. Now, what does that mean, set up perfect meetings? That means that if you're working with, you're tag teaming, you're working with an outside sales partner. So business development manager and account executive, sometimes you guys work together. And as a business development manager, your role may be to set a meeting up for you and the account executive. And you go in, you pitch your products, you pitch your services together. I want you to prepare for that meeting like you're preparing to take a certification exam. I want you to figure out everything there is to know about the people you're meeting with, everything there is to know about their company, what it takes for them to be successful, what it's going to take for you and your partner to close the business. You need to know everything and lay it out for your account executive, the person you're working with, and make sure that when you walk in that room, you have a game plan and you know what you're going to do. Setting great meetings is the best skill you can have. Doing research and due diligence ahead of time, qualifying the prospective client who's in the room with you, those things are essential. You need to be able to do that well. Now, I said a word there, and you may be thinking to yourself, what does he mean by that? Well, here's what I mean when I say qualifying. The people you meet with, they need to have money. They need to be able to pay you. They need to have a problem you can solve. You need to be meeting with a decision maker. That's the third thing. And then the fourth thing, they got to have urgency. They got to need you right now. You have to have those four things. They have to have those four things in order to work with you. And you, as a business development manager, need to make sure they have those four things. If you do that, you will set the table for that meeting and it will be highly successful, and you will be highly successful as a business development manager. Now, I promised you a shortcut. I promised you a secret to success as the sixth thing we were going to talk about today, and I've got that for you right now. This secret is what propelled me to the top of my company as a business development manager when I worked in high-ticket consulting. And here's the secret. You have to use a system. You can't just wing it. It's not enough for you to take notes on this video and then go to work. You got to use a system for your business development activities. If you don't have a system, you don't need to worry. I'm here for you and I've got a system for you. Here's what you need to do. Go to revenueroadmapguide.com, revenueroadmapguide.com. When you get to that website, you'll enter your contact information in there. After you enter your contact information, you will download the revenue roadmap guide that I've created specifically for you, the business development manager. You can follow that guide. That's a system that will help you be the most successful business development manager in your company. Now, you can customize that system by answering the questions at the back of the guide. I want you to do that. And I want you to also watch all the videos on business development I have here on this channel. So there's a video filling in right now, but down below me, go click on that video. There's a dozen other videos after that on business development managers and how you can be successful. I want to see you in our next video. Join me. See you in our next video right now.